Hi, I'm Sifu Henry Araneda. I'm the founder of the Ultimate Martial Arts Academy, and with over 20 years of teaching experience, I've become obsessed with helping people improve their Wing Chun knowledge and skill by teaching them how to approach their training efficiently and effectively. I've created the Wing Chun by Design podcast to give you step-by-step strategies to take your Wing Chun to the next level. So guys, let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, I'm going to tackle play sparring versus hard sparring, the pros and cons. At my school, I definitely prefer the lighter side of sparring. For many years, I've used the term light sparring. But for some students, light sparring can mean one thing, and for another, it can mean something completely different. So lately, I've been using the term play sparring. So usually, play, people will understand, okay, I need to keep it light, playful. So I want to just basically dive into both and what's the pros and cons for each of these. Okay, let's say you're my student, you come to class, and you're at a stage where you want to dive into sparring. So first of all, what is sparring? So sparring is the bridge between you knowing and learning a technique, and then you having to use it in a real self-defense situation. So sparring is the bridge between these two worlds, and it definitely helps you understand distance, timing. You get to see your own reflexes. Are you responding with the technique that you have in your brain, or are you just collapsing? So sparring helps you with all these different elements. At our school, sparring is, you want to treat it almost like a lab, right? A scenario where you have people that are there to improve their own technique, and by doing so, they're also helping you improve your technique, because iron sharpens iron. And I always, of course, want to keep the whole session nice and safe, friendly, everyone enjoying their sparring at the school. So, what's the difference between play sparring and hard sparring? Well, number one, of course, you need to have good form. You need to know what you're doing. You need to have all the fundamental techniques down right, so that way you know how to cover, how to protect yourself, and how to counterattack. Right now, the pros and cons for play sparring and, say, hard sparring. The pros for play sparring definitely are way more than the cons. Now, when you're play sparring, number one, your anxiety level drops drastically. You're not afraid. You're not scared that you will get hurt or that you won't know what to do or how to handle the sparring match. And already that is major. That's huge, because we all know that the hardest thing in martial arts is to conquer your own fear. So if you're afraid, you won't think, right? You'll just be in survival mode. And once you're done with a round, you won't feel proud about yourself, because you won't feel that you performed to your highest potential. So that's why I'm against hard sparring. And even in my own martial arts journey, I've had the opportunity to spar a lot of people, high-level martial artists, and the higher the level they go, the lighter they spar. Definitely, especially if you're a professional fighter, because if you're a professional fighter, you can't risk getting injured in a sparring match before you fight. Because if you do that, you don't make money, you don't pay the bills, you don't eat. So professionals always like to spar light. Now, if the professionals are doing that, what should the weekend warriors do? All right, food for thought. You definitely need to go light because of what I've just mentioned about the stress level, okay, decreasing. And because by keeping it light and playful, your creativity just grows. You have the opportunity to test Try out all the different techniques that you've been learning in class. See what's working for you. See what's not working for you. See that every time you try to apply something, if it's successful, you're working, bang, you keep it. You use that as part of your arsenal. If you're having a hard time applying a technique, then that's where I'm there. You ask me, I help you, you perfect it, you tweak it, bang, and then you start working on it and you're successful using it. Okay? So playful sparring is, in my opinion, the best thing you can do. Now, you have to also keep in mind that, at least in my school, I don't know about you if you're watching or hearing this, if you're an instructor or maybe you're a student yourself, most people that train martial arts nowadays are either students, they go to school or to university, or they work, okay? Now, you can't afford to get injured. If you get injured, then that affects everything else that you do. Then maybe you won't even be able to go to work, you have to get time off, so it's not the smartest thing to do. Now, is there a place for hard sparring? I would say yes, but I would remove or replace the word sparring to drilling, right? And that's where we use the fight drill. So you play spar, but then when you work on your fight drill, which is a prearranged sequence, but then that sequence can also be randomly in terms of could it come from the left or to the right, that you can use more intensity, more power, and the person that's feeding you is aware of what's happening. When you're drilling that type of technique with that kind of scenario, you know exactly what your options are, and that's what I recommend you do. And that's how you maintain the balance between light and hard. I hope this video helps you understand and clarify the meaning behind play sparring. And please don't get confused with whenever I say light or play sparring, meaning that that equals weak sparring. It most definitely does not mean weak. You are not weak when you're going light. As a matter of fact, it makes you a better martial artist because you need more control. And don't forget that sparring works both ways. You're not only trying to protect yourself, but you're also trying to protect your training partner. Because you may go light, but if that person doesn't have the same level of experience as you, that person could easily walk into your punch, your kick, your elbow, or whatever it may be. Okay, so guys, I hope it helps. I hope you enjoy my tips and strategies and my knowledge. So guys, thanks very much. We'll see you in the next one.